We are very close in getting cessation of hostilities. And the reason why it has not been signed so far is because whereas people are on the same page and everybody sees the usefulness of doing that, people want to, have some details in the agreement. So this is going to be very close now.
And what kinds of details are meant to be included in the agreement that are not there yet?
People have, various concerns that they have, and they would like, they would like to, both sides would like to see each side trying to farm its commitment a little better in the agreement. So really, this has been the issue. But basically, the fact that we have to achieve cessation of hostilities has not been an issue, and it's not one right now.
Say, for instance, the Riek Machar side, the big concern for them has been the release of people that have been imprisoned. Is there joint agreement on that?
The topics that are being handled now at the negotiating table in Addis Ababa are, one, cessation of hostilities, two, the question of the detainees. The two topics are being handled differently. And recently, I joined the team of the negotiators, Minister Asayum and General Sombrero in Juba, and we led the detainees. And they themselves have told us that their release or not, it should not be pegged on the cessation of hostilities. And therefore, I think this is very positive for both sides.
So did Riek Machar agree to setting aside that as a precondition?
Well, I don't want really to preempt direct talks that are taking place between the negotiators, Minister Sayum and General Sombrero. However, I do know that they have had positive discussions with him.
Riek Machar's side is also demanding that President Museveni withdraw Ugandan troops that are in Sudan. Is that another point that agreement has been reached on?
The issue and the question of the Ugandan troops in South Sudan are contained in a directive by the Heads of State Summit on 27th of December last year. And therefore, really, that's where the principals have made a decision on what needs to take place there. And if there are issues that are being raised, and I don't know of any, then definitely the principals would address themselves to the issue.
So what is IGAD's response to that, though? Does IGAD feel that Uganda should withdraw its troops in terms of the agreement seeking?
The presence of some of the troops from IGAD member countries is as a result of the communique, the instructions by the heads of states on 27th of December last year. And therefore, if there are other issues contrary to what is contained in there, then it's only the principals who will consult on it.